TCI Magazine Audio Edition. Listen to your favorite arboriculture articles on the go.
Producing utility arborists. Changing the industry, changing lives. By Lisa Blumenthal. Before this class, I was a drug addict with nothing. A rough past, nothing in my future, no direction. This gave me something that's positive. I'm undeniably grateful for everything, says Teresa, a convicted felon. Teresa, who did not want to use her last name, was talking about the utility arborist program at Alpena Community College in Alpena, Michigan. And she had no issues sharing her story with Michigan Works, a nonprofit program that provided funding for the course, her instructor, and her classmates. Because, she says, the utility arborist program changed her life, and she loves her new career as a utility arborist. Teresa was the first female to graduate from the program, earning her certificate in May 2023. She also is a recovered addict who found this program through the support of Michigan Works and Michigan's Offender Success Program. A passionate climber, Teresa passed the pesticide application test on her first try. Anyone in the industry knows the significance of that. And she found full-time employment as a utility arborist with S. Plantree Expert LLC, a 48-year DCIA member company headquartered in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. Her job has given her the mental mindset to keep going forward, she says, adding that she feels the people she works with are her family. Also, she loves being outside, even in the winter. You get used to the cold and learn how to stay warm, says Teresa. Tree trimming boot camp. Ben, not his real name, is a recent parolee from Michigan's prison system. Released in June 2023, just 2 months later, he was seated in Walt Wiltz's class ready to change his life. Wiltz works for Thunder Bay Reservice in Alpena and oversees the utility arborist program at Alpena Community College. When Ben graduated in December 2023, his caseworker said that, other than a prison sentence, this was the first thing Ben had completed in his life. What began as a tree-trimming boot camp, funded by a Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration consultation, education, and training grant in the summer of 2020, swiftly transitioned from a one-semester certificate program to what will become an accredited, one-year degree program in fall 2024. With the support of Michigan Works, area tree companies, and Alpena Community College, the program has graduated 12 students. Another cohort started in January 2024. Line clearance arborists and tree services in general have established a history of one of the highest rates of injuries, incidents, illnesses, and fatalities in Michigan, 3.9 incidents per 100 full-time workers. More formal training and thorough, prescribed instruction on safety hopefully will help change that. First, a certificate program. Alpena Community College had already built a successful utility technology technician, line worker program. They took the mastery of that training and expanded to offer the certificate program for line clearance arborists. It is designed for those interested in working in the industry, enabling students to complete the required training and have the potential for job offers, all while earning valuable college credit. Work in the program is coordinated with the established Utility Technology Technician program and allows the Utility Arborist program students to build skills while working around de-energized primary wires, which is not offered by similar programs at other institutions. Students will earn their CDL, become first aid, CPR certified, obtain their OSHA 10 card, learn the skills of chainsaw use and safety as well as tree felling, and prepare for the pesticide application exam. The facilities on ACC's campus include approximately 600 acres, about the size of Central Park in New York City, of woods, with four de-energized power poles set up as a right-of-way configuration with a variety of climbing conditions to train in. Wiltz creates several storm scenarios for students to work among, while also training them in the art of trimming and maintaining power lines. This first started as a dream, something that is much needed in this industry. And our vision for the future is unbelievable, says Wiltz. Wiltz says he is proud of his graduates, who earn $3 to $4 per hour more than a green hat, someone with no experience in the industry. Their employers are impressed with the student's skills and knowledge of the industry, according to Wiltz. Going to a full credit course. In fall 2024, the Utility Arborist program transitions from a certificate program to a one-year college credit program. The credit program has been carefully aligned with the Utility Technology Technician program and includes math classes, a botany course and lab, speech and communication classes, and additional time in the field. students will be eligible for state and federal financial aid. The additional training offered in the credit program expands on the safety skills and knowledge of the industry. It's not just about cutting trees. Graduates can seek careers in job planning, as equipment operators, as pesticide applicators, and more. As a previous resource specialist for the Michigan Department of Corrections Offender Success Team, and a current educator for Iosco County Regional Educational Service Agency Adult Education, Mandy McDonald has referred clients and students to this program. She says she has watched them grow and develop personally and professionally from their involvement. I'm proud that these students have completely remade themselves and their lives as a result of their training as utility arborists, McDonald says. The newfound self-reliance and esteem gleaned from successfully accomplishing this demanding training, as well as from obtaining viable employment that often offers per diem support for course supplies on top of competitive wages, has ultimately transformed each student that has participated, according to McDonald. This confidence is fed and supported indubitably by the understanding and acceptance proffered by Mr. Welts and ICC staff, McDonald says. Undeniably, especially for returning citizens returning from incarceration or addiction. ICC's willingness to champion this metamorphosis, plus the classroom training and camaraderie, provide the foundation necessary for success for all involved. This is particularly true for returning citizens seeking a chance to prove themselves and create new lives for themselves and their families, she says. This program is not only revolutionary and progressive, it's inherently therapeutic and game-changing, especially for those who need a positive fresh start. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. It's possible to fix your life and change your future. Teresa Bird, Class of 2023. And that is exactly what the Utility Arborist Program at Alpena Community College is doing. For more information about ICC's Utility Arborist Program, visit discover.alpenac.edu/programs/degrees_and_programs/utility_arborist. PHP or contact Program Director Walt Wiltz at 989-3587-284 or wiltzso@alpenac.edu. Lisa Blumenthal is the Assistant to the Dean of Workforce Development at Alpena Community College in Alpena, Michigan.
Want to stay up to date on the latest audio edition of the TCI Magazine? Subscribe to us on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. To check out more of what TCI Magazine has to offer or to subscribe to the print magazine, visit tcimag.tcia.org.